And then getting, you know, making some more generic CVIs, as you mentioned, and,
totally,
and just getting out there.
Okay, so there's a lot of strategies on there. So, you know, I mean, you have the ultimate news, and I guess it's just, you know, it's probably a matter of time, although I know your mom's helping you with watching the man, but, you know, it's going to be prioritizing and dividing kind of everything you have to do into a couple buckets and deciding what you can do. And if you can do, you know, a little bit like, I mean, what are the big ones? It's like, so you got your building current opportunities, like what you're doing with this. And then you have your relaunch. And this is, let me just make this maybe not so complicated for you. Relaunch, you know, you got to lay into the emotional piece of this because really, I mean, for one reason, your whole deal is about having this balance, you know, figuring this out. So, you know, maybe tying in the ball piece to it that you're getting to try all this stuff that you've spoke about for these years on in your own life. You know, so within this thing, you have so many great photos. I mean, I've only seen a couple of the ones you've put up there. You know, big headline, like a headline would be awesome. You know, that's just like, you know, it ties into the emotion. It ties into the photo that you're there and, you know, just brainstorm out, like just brainstorm out 10 of these and send, you know, send these to me.
Okay.
10 plus and send them to me. And yeah, I want to, let's just decide one that hits.
Okay. Yeah. Like we were playing, I was playing around with, you know, work-life balance 2.0. That doesn't necessarily hit the emotional.
Right.
But something along.
Yeah. So what you learned and how it's changed. One or two. Oh, that's getting off the screen. Dang it, man. Somebody touched my camera. I think it was that little 16-year-old that lives in my house.
How's he doing? You said he wasn't feeling well?
Yeah, he was sick for a couple days. Wow, that's the hardest thing in the world is to watch our kids sick.
Yeah. Gianluca had some sort of rash for the last week or so, and it was he wasn't too sick with it, but just to see him, I think that's hard.
Right. And then, so this is good. And then, you know, I'm just going to – let me run this up here. So this is basically for the clients, you know, what's changed because, so you have this kind of relaunch, it's like this emotional little headline, a photo that's get started, what you've learned, one or two things, make them fun. And then how it's changed you, just one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
This goes a little bit deeper. And then how it, for your clients, you know, what is this, what's this new chapter do? For your talk, right? What's this, what really, what's this mean to you is what we're saying here. So this is kind of an integration really. Because you know, a lot of the people you're talking to in this audience are parents, right? They're, you know, this is something they live with. So there's kind of an integration more about, you know, work-life balance, you have a whole new chapter to talk about that now, right? You're not just, you know, single New York girl. You ever see these, gosh, what is it? Someone was talking about their what they've learned and they were like 23 and I was like, I don't give a fuck. You haven't even worked. You haven't done anything yet. You know, I have t-shirts older than you. So I just, it was, so I, but you know, you've jumped this thing now to a new game to be able to integrate sort of the work-life balance piece. But, you know, if these one or two things you've learned can tie into both life and business, this will be great.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're planting a seed to be able to say for my clients what this means.
Mm.
And honestly, I think this could be a really powerful short video.
Mm-hmm.
Really think you could do this in a video beautifully with some B-roll. You know, like when you're talking about the photos, you're going to things and you're showing, what this means. You don't have, certainly don't have to be on screen for most of this thing. It can, for the most part.
Yeah, I think the work-life balance is a key piece, but I think also change management could be a key piece too, and how to adapt and be nimble when things change.
Right. So this is great. So, I mean, yeah, so what is change, right? You know, and one or two, and you know, this is so that, you know, you have to get that in here so that they can, whatever it is, you know, help them see why they're doing this or why you're doing it. And then what's this mean for you? This is, you know, it's like the breadth of what you, is that how you spell it? Sort of the breadth of what you offer now is bigger, thicker. Maybe if you have a testimonial to go in there of, I know you haven't really done much with this yet, but if you can find something someone said or that you'd like them to say. I mean, the relaunch is big, and I would go back to every single person you've worked for and marketed to and just open it with that piece. And yeah, I mean, the email that gets sent out is going to have some writing in it. But the idea is to click through to this this video. So there has to be something in that for them, like why they would go through that. And that's what I'll, let's dig into that right now. Just add this. All right. Let me see something. I got an idea here. Oh man, this is funny. So let me think of a couple template ideas that'll work for this. You know, I've been talking, Hold on a second, Jen. Burn through ink so fast. Oh, that's nice. So this is kind of like, you ever just disappear and do something crazy? You know, we're going to try and engage people on this emotional thing. So this is for the email, by the way. Have I talked about this reluctant hero idea with you?
I don't think so.
Kind of an interesting concept. It's a story arc that's used in a lot of like movies and books and things, but it's basically, I didn't mean to do something. I didn't mean to create this. I mean, mine is, you know, with like Showbiz Blueprint or Get More Corporate Gigs or any of the coaching stuff I'm doing right now. It's like, you know, I never set out to be.
Right. I wasn't going out looking for this.
Something happened. Somebody mentioned something. I saw the effect on it. I started sharing it with people. This is what happened. So it's just building this case. So the reluctant hero thing could be kind of neat if you tie in both your speaking and parenting. This will take a bit of playing, but it's just an interesting thing to start poking at. And then I don't know if died is the right verb here. I'm just thinking of some kind of fun subject line or opening to this thing.
Right. Like I disappeared.
Stop the email.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that, but it's another one that I really, so many things running through my head.
Yeah, wonder where I've been.
Um, this might be kind of neat. My latest leadership gig. Mm. Yeah, kind of like that. That's kind of fun because, you know, it'll get open because of, you know, the people know you from the speaking world. Mm-hmm. But really to take it in this other direction. And then from there, you can almost tie right into those three that we were talking about on the other slide, you know, what happened, what I learned, how it changed, or yeah, what I experienced, what changed me, and what does this mean to your, to me going forward as a speaker?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So run these four through for a bit.
I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so this, I mean, this, if you have time to work this in, this could definitely be a huge piece of your money game. You know, right. if you could right. jump in with, do you want to put any kind of timeline on this, or is our timelines crazy as a mother, as a new mom?
Yes, they are, yeah, but crazy. I should, otherwise it will never get done.
I'll do it by Thursday, doesn't mean what it used to mean.
Right. Happening the next couple of weeks. I'm looking at my calendar. When is it'd be nice? It's not going to happen, but I'm wondering when the first day of spring is, like tomorrow. Right? I'm just thinking that is kind of an interesting date for a relaunch.
It is.
Is that that's only a couple of days away, I think.
Yeah,
but even if it's next week or April 1st, like the first week in April or something like that, it can kind of tie into the rebirth spring.
Oh yeah, Tuesday, March 20th. That's tomorrow, huh? But you know, it doesn't have to be the first day of spring, but I mean, right. for you, just internally, you can use it, you know, that I decided, you know, it's time to spring back. I've been, the bulbs have been underground, you know, I've been,
right.
and, you know, doing everything they do. So I think it's great. And it would also be really good to incorporate this with a video that you put up on your LinkedIn that you get to everybody. Does it seem complicated to you to storyboard out a 2-minute video about this?
No, I don't think so. It's just going to take me a little time, but
yeah,
I think that framework helps a lot.
Yeah. If you're moving at a 140, 150 word a minute clip, you know, it's a 300 word script. It's not that big a deal. It's a, and you could have B-roll, I mean, literally, except for the opening. Hey, it's Jen Slaw. And, you know, did you ever disappear and do something really crazy? And then, boom, right into the slide. Mm-hmm. And then just run it and then just show up at the end. So, and then just come out of it and say, that's what I've been up to. What have you been doing? You know, and drop me a line. Let's talk. Let's talk about your next event. But, boy, plan on being off screen for 95% of this thing and making it something fun to watch.
Yeah, that makes it much more manageable, too.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And especially if, you know, at the beginning of the video, it's just like kind of close up, you smiling, just doing a quick, like one of these things or something else that you come up with. That's a, you know, a good catalyst for it. Maybe some of those, maybe something else. But then at the end of it, when you come back on, you got your thing. So, you know, you can have Gianluca right there with you in the right. video, which would just be awesome.
In the carrier, I could be juggling with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Has he caught any, is he playing with like trying to hold balls or anything?
Oh yeah, he has his he has these hand crocheted baby juggling balls that he goes like this. He holds them and goes like this. And he's now into stacking. I posted a picture. You know, I do the ball box technique. So the other day he had a puffs container and he had a tangerine on top of the puffs container and he was balancing it there.
Holy! Oh my gosh! Oh, there it is.
So he's very physical. Yeah, he's kicking a soccer ball around. He started walking around 10 months and he's on the move now. So he's definitely physical.
Oh my gosh. So good. Yeah. Let's just turn
so much fun.
Picture of Zed is like a baby. I don't know if I find it, but he's his head sideways and he's got a ball resting on his ear. Like, they really love to duplicate things they see and they see. Yep. You know, the feeling state of kids is so big, especially at this age, when the words aren't all there even yet. So,
yeah, it's fun.
Well, cool. Hey, and before long, you know, he'll be on stage opening for you. like this.
Oh, I think I remember seeing that picture somewhere before. Yeah,
that was the first time he ever opened for the Raspinis. It's so great. Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. That's a great, great, great time. So, well, cool. Good. So let's push into that for the next level here of Money Challenge and this relaunch. You know, it may go past the 90 days, but I'd love to see this thing hit up over 150K, and especially if it's done in this really neat way with the relaunch. It makes it extra special.
Yeah, I think that's the best way for me to approach it at this point, since, you know, it's, you know, it just makes sense for getting back in touch with all these old connections.
Yeah, and then knocking down two things at once, too, and they're both helping each other, so it's good.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty. And then,
all right, thank you.
Yeah, and then do you want to chat about any of your blogging stuff at a later date? We could definitely just jump on and do that at a different time.
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe I should focus on this.
Yep.
First.
Let's do that and let that other stuff just keep percolating. I know.
Yeah.
You're going to be a mom for a long time, so that's the way you go.
It's there. And then the student stuff, too, is kind of in the background. We had that meeting last week, and I gave them some ideas.
The one in the Microsoft building. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I had written back saying, you know, that I kind of envisioned like almost like a TEDx Skip, which is their organization. I know TEDx is not necessarily tied to organizations, but something like that, where, you know, I could see if they don't have that already as a part of their curriculum, working with the kids on their presentation skills and, you know, how do they tell stories and how do they present themselves, which is then a skill that a lot of people are lacking in the corporate world. And they were like, wow, that's great. You know, they love that idea. And they were like, they've actually heard, you know, gotten feedback that, you know, people don't know how to give presentations. And so I think that could be a piece where I contribute a lot to that. So we're just going to continue that conversation, and I'll probably attend. They're having a young professional women's event next Tuesday evening. So I'll probably attend that and maybe do a very short kind of talk. I don't know, maybe like five minutes to introduce some idea. And then just see where that goes. But they have sponsors. So they have a lot of corporate sponsors that so far they haven't really used for financial. They've basically all been in-kind donations. So like Microsoft will donate their space or donate, you know, lunch. They haven't necessarily gotten money from these organizations yet. But they have a lot of great relationships where, you know, those opportunities, I'm sure, exist.
You get to give them. When is that talk?
That's the 27th, and they already have a panel set up, so it would probably be me just, I'm not exactly sure. I have to find out what the panel is and how I could do something that, kind of ties in with that and maybe sets up, maybe it's about, you know, working moms because it's a group of women, or maybe it's something that ties into this possible launch of a new program where we're working on their presentation skills. Still have to figure that out.
Gosh, you know, if that's it, I would just focus your attention on telling a story. You know, I would just make it a 5-minute story about a kid. I mean, you have them through your juggling life and you've seen this. Mm-hmm. Boy, if you could highlight maybe a picture or two, but if you can tell a story and not get into the how, not get into the what, tell a story and let them be salivating like at the end of the thing, like, oh my gosh, that's.
We need more of this. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Really good. So, all right, I got to run.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. And hi to Annie. I'm glad she had a great weekend.
Yeah. And I'll, oh my gosh, she went to Tony Robbins event. We took a hike this morning. She's so fired up.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah,
and she's been spending so much time taking care of her dad, you know, her dad from distance. So like every day, every night, it's the morning. And I said, you just need to get out of
so hard.
This script is killing you. This.
Yeah.
Oh my God. 4 days in this room. She just like came home. It's like, I'm alive. I know what to do with my dad. I know. I'm like, I knew this would happen if you went.
Oh, so that's so great. That's great. Good for her. We'll tell her I said hi.
Yeah, I will. I could tell her right now. I'm going to head up and then have another meeting at noon. So I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you so much, Barry. Talk soon.
Of course. Bye, Jen.
All right. Bye.